We're going to see Vishal now. Kuf Ayin Dal. The Nesiv Shalom had taught us last week that the Torah Hakdoshe is the medium, the conduit that connects Bnei Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He had brought down the Sefer the Tzchaim that says that between each and every type of creation, of daim tzemeach chayim adaber, the still objects, the sprouting creations, animals, and humans, there, in between each level, there's a in between level, and the in between, and then. There's obviously the Rabban Shalom himself, who is not the creation, but the creator.
What does it mean in between level? Who is in between?
Between the level. The Chaim goes to, he explains who is what is the in-between level between each one of those levels. The in-between level between, what I do remember of that is the in-between level between the animal and the human is the monkey.
Animal?
Huh?
It's not an animal?
It's an animal, but it also has similarities to the human. So the connector that connects the Rebbeinu Shlodom and Klal Yisrael is the Torah HaKadosh. The Shoyrish Rayan Zeh, the root of this idea Isa Gamma Sefer HaKadosh, the second column on the left. Isa Gamma Sefer HaKadosh Mo'er Einayim is also in the Sefer HaKadosh Mo'er Einayim. Parshas Bechukai Sai. Zeh Aloshim. Zeh Aloshim with the following words. HaTorah HaKadosh Nikras Elikim. The Moranayim says that we find the Torah itself is called Elikim. Usually Elikim is Hashem himself. But the Torah, we find the Torah HaKadosh is called Elikim. Why is that? Shehu Tzimtzum. We know that Elikim, the name of Hashem's name Elikim, represents Tzimtzum, represents contraction. Where Hashem, it's the name of Midas Adin. Right, the Midas Adin is a contraction. Where Hashem, Kibiyachol, contracts himself to be able to, that we should be able to access the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom, truthfully, is infinite. And it's impossible for the finite to be able to grasp the infinite. So the Rabbeinu Shalom has a Shem Alekim, in which he contracts himself within the finite so that we should be able to access it. And the same, the Torah is one of those places where Hashem contracts himself and places himself in the Torah so that we should be able to grasp the Rabbeinu Shalom.
Is that why we touch the Torah with our Talis and Talisim, so that we can touch it, see it, feel it?
Perhaps, that's a nice thought.
Sounds like a Avodah Zarah.
What?
Sounds like a Avodah Zarah. So we can touch it and see it.
Oh. No, it's a way to connect. It's a way to connect to it, you're not bowing down to it. You're trying to receive some of the
right. I mean, truthfully, the idea what he is saying here is not that the physical Torah is the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's that it's the
representation.
No, it's the wisdom of the Torah that is the wisdom of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how we can and the Rabbeinu Shalom and the wisdom is one. So that's how we connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem Yisbarach Tzimtzum is Atzma, the Torah HaTorah. Hashem Yisbarach contracted himself into the Torah. Kedei sheyuchal ha'adam, shehu bal gvul v'tachlis, in order that the person who is finite, The davak is asked by Hashem Yisbarak that we should be able to connect ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Shehu Beli Gvul V'Tachlis, who is infinite. Lo Yehoya Efsharis LeYehudi LeZavak by Yisbarak, and it wouldn't have been possible for the Jew to connect himself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. L'chein Tzimtzum Hashem Yisbarak Atzmai L'Tayich Atayich. That's why the Rabbeinu Shleilam contracted himself to the point that he is able to exist in the Torah, so that we should be able to connect to him. The Adam Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Now, says the Maharanayim, now we understand what the Pasuk says, that man was created with the image of Elokim. Right? He just established that Elokim is Torah, because Rabbeinu Shleilam, Elokim is contraction. Rabbeinu Shleilam contracted himself within the Torah. The person is created with the image of Elokim. What does that mean? Shalat Torah. The person is created with the image of the Torah. Shehi Akoyim Ruchnis. The Torah is the spiritual build of the person. Ramach Mitzvah says it. The Torah is made up of 248 positive mitzvahs, which is Sam Mitzvahs Leisase, and 365 negative or prohibitive mitzvahs. So also the person is made up of 248 limbs and 365 sinews. So we are created with the image of Elokim. These are the, up until here were the words of the Moranai. Says the Nesiv Shalom, "V'hainu nami me'en ha'omer." This is also similar to what we have said to the Chayde, because ordinarily we would have a question. Right, how can a Jew connect to Hashem? How is it possible for the Creator to connect to the creation? Ach, but according to what the Maharanayim is saying, it is through the Torah, which is the medium. And Chazal says, that the beginning of Hashem's words by the giving of the Torah, this week's parasha, here we go. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Right? Hashem said, Anoichi Ayim Hashem Alekecha. The word Anoichi is an acronym. Hunetreken Ano Nafshi Ksivas Yehovis. Hashem says, I have given and written my soul in these words. Dahainu Shekiviyachal, meaning that Kiviyachal, whenever we say the word Kiviyachal, it means in by parable. Because we have no way of grasping the Rabbeinu Shleilam himself. So, Kiviyachol, Nafsha Yizbarach, Hichnes B'Torah Kedosha, Kiviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shleilam instilled his neshama in the Torah Kedosha, Kedibre Maranayim, as the Maranayim mentioned. L'Aydei Zed, it's now through this, Tia Efsharas, now there is a possibility, She Yehudi Yachal is Davakei the Yizbarach, that the Jew should be able to connect himself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and so is the Torah Kedosha, through the Torah Kedosha. Upirish Or Torah, now the definition of Or Torah, which means the light of Torah, means Koyach HaNitzvot HaKodesh. It is the power of this spark, Or LeKusa Yizbarach, the light of godliness, HaMislavish B'Torah HaKodesh, which is enclosed in the Torah. The Hu HaMeir LaAmole Torah, and this is what illuminates to those who toil in Torah. Yodam, and through these people that toil in Torah, it illuminates the Chol Abriya, it illuminates the entire creation, that is in existence through the power of this holy light. And according to this, Isa Oid Maranayim, it is also written in the Maranayim Parshas Tzav, pretty sharp vision there. Pretty sharp vision.
I was calling to.
Kine ha'ar shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tchilas habriya, the light that Hashem created, the beginning of creation, shaya ha'ar ha'kusa yizbarach kine ha'ar shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tchilas habriya, the light that Hashem created at the beginning of creation, Shaya Oira the Kusa Yisbarach, which was the light, which was a godly light, as he explained above. It wasn't the light of the sun, because the light of the sun wasn't in existence yet when Hashem created light. The sun wasn't in existence. It was a godly light, Koidam Achet. This was before Adam Arishan's sin, Hoya Bizgalia. That was in Revelation, it was revealed. The Achar Achet, and after the sin, Nelama Oir, this light was hidden, Bilavushim, in garments. Shehilbish Oir, Hashem enclosed this light. Haino, meaning, Shehoir Neslavish B'techa Torah, meaning this light has been enclosed within the Torah. Bizeo, and this is what the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem V'gaimroi Kosnais Oir, that Hashem made garments of Oyer. Now, Oyer is written here with an ayin. Hashem made garments of hide, skin. But Chazal tell us that in Rameir's Torah, in the Tana of Rameir, in his Torah, it was written, Kosnais Oyer, garments of, instead of garments of hide, which would be ayin vav resh, it was garments of light, which is or with aleph vav resh.
Isn't that the light that was before creation also put away? That
he's talking about that light.
I'm saying that light was put away, and in Yontif we say a bracha where it talks about a shraga, a fivel in Yiddish, that we say when we make when Yontif is Samach Shabbos.
We say
that was light that was put away prior to creation.
It's in the Havdalah of between Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Not
in
Havdalah.
No, Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, you mean in Eretz of Shilin?
Yeah.
Shraga l'shraga. The shraga means a candle in Aramaic.
Right. That was supposed to be the light that was put away.
Yeah, so he's saying it was that light was put away in the Torah. It was put away in the Torah. The kasha shem neschal, so I asks the Nesiv Shalom, this is the kasha my father asked at the Echnas Sefer Torah, shem neschalif aleph ba'ayin, if a letter is exchanged in the Torah, it's supposed to be written with an ayin, and it's written with an aleph, HaTorah Psula, HaTorah is Pasul. Vim Cain, if that's the case...
What if it was just a mistake?
What?
Was it Pasul?
Still Pasul.
That's what I mean. But you took the whole...
No, Rameir made an emphasis on the fact that his Sefer Torah was written with an Aleph. He wrote it, it was his opinion. Right? That's what it seems. Vim Cain, if that's the case, Mimonavshach. So, whichever way you go... If it's supposed to be written in Aleph, then all of our Torahs are Pasul. Right? And if it's supposed to be written with an Ayin, then Ramir's Torah is Pasul.
The Marsha, somebody's...
Right. Yashleimar, so answers the Nesiv Shalom. Ki Rameir Nahiro Yishimoy. Right? Rameir, the word Meir means illuminates. Right? It comes from the word Or. Meir means he illuminates. Right, so his name represents light. Shoyim Meir, and Chazal say the reason why his name was Meir is Shoyim Meir Eini Chachamim BaHalacha, that he illuminated the eyes of the wise in Halacha. Hainu, meaning Sha'om Rav Sefer Torah Shekosav Rameir Ayde Sefer Ayekosav Ba'ayin Kama Shekosav B'Torah Shalanu. Of course, physically in Rameir's Torah, it said or with an ayin, the same way it's written in our Torah. But in what Remeir taught, in the Torah of Remeir, Hainu, Shoyim Alamez B'nei Doiroi, meaning the Torah that he taught his generation, Umeir Einayim, and he used to illuminate their eyes, Ech Lahasig Es Ha'or Agonus, how to grasp that light that is hidden, Shenignaz Bo'isis HaTorah, that is hidden in the letters of the Torah, Ki Al Yedei Sha'or Neslavish B'levushay HaTorah, because by the fact that the light, the godly light of creation, has been enclosed in the garments of Torah, not everyone can reach this hidden light. Reb Meir, it's when you have a teacher like Reb Meir, Reb Meir limited b'nei Doiroi, he taught the people of his generation how to grasp and how to reach this light, that one should be able to see beyond the hide, beyond that skin, and to see the light that is hidden within the physical letters of the Torah. So, yes, it's written or with an ayin, that Hashem, that by the through the chet of Adam Arishon, through the sin of Adam Arishon, there's now a foreskin that covers over the light of creation, and those are kosnais, or those are garments of hide, garments of skin. But beneath that garment, beneath that concealment, there is oil. There is this godly light.
The Torah itself is written on a skin.
Right, the Torah itself is physical letters on a physical skin. But when a person learns Torah and tries to reach the oil that's hidden beneath it, then one can grasp the oil with an olive. So through Rameir's Torah, one was able to see beneath the kosnais oil. One was able to see beneath the garments of hide, and to see the light that was the godly light that was hidden beneath it.
Wasn't there a comment that prior to the sin that Adam had no skin? He just had, he beamed out light, and that this is when he was made physical, that he was given flesh.
Possible. I've never heard that before. It's possible.
Kahayim took off his skin.
Umisayim and Maranayim Zalosh. And the Maranayim finishes in the following words. Ha'odam ha'loimid shaloi kederach ha'nizgar. She'yovoi el'oir ha'ganus. Says the Maranayim very, very, as we would say in Yiddish, very sharp, very, how do you say it? It's not sharp, it's easy.
Harif.
Yeah. That's Hebrew, still not English.
Sharp.
Very severe terms. He puts it down and he says a person
Frank.
Who...
Frank,
yeah.
That's what.
Stark is also not English.
Adam Hamlevid Shaloi Kederach Hanizkar. A person who learns not in the above mentioned way, sheyovei al araganus. A person who does not learn for the sake of reaching that hidden light, who einai moyoloi b'limudai, his learning will not help him at all. Kiyem ashenas alamdim, he'll become a lamdin, a learner. Ubaki ba'alachas, he might become well versed in halachas. He might become very well, very well versed in the letters of the Torah. But that was not the intention of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, giving us the Torah. This is not the main focus.
How could you focus?
Meaning, this would be like planting a tree, not for the sake of the fruit. Right, just planting the tree without any intention of ever benefiting from the fruit, as we've spoke about on Shabbos. Kim shal yedei ha'Torah, Yala lemala mehoisius. Rather, the intention should be that through the Torah, we should be able to rise above the letters. Hainu lemakim she'enis lavshes lo, meaning to a place where the light is not enclosed. The mokim shaya Torah oyer, in a place where the Torah is was a light. Kodem chet Adam Arishin, before the sin of Adam Arishin, Shadai lo hoya kos nesdar, before it was enclosed in a hide. V'zeu, and this is what the pasuk said. This is what Chazal say at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that Hashem said, "Halavai oisi ozu v'tayosi shemaru." Hashem said, "I wish they would have left me, but observed my Torah." What does that mean? Hainu halimud shu enoi kiyam oisi ozu. Which is the learning, which is only a concept of leaving Hashem, the Torah si shemaru, meaning she lamala me'oisis, meaning that at least they should have observed my Torah, which is above the letters, shezeh oir ha'gan or zadkan. I'm not sure how he's learning that into those words. Well, what were you going to say?
Anyway, remember the question I asked yesterday about garlic peel, peel garlic on eggs. How could you see the light? What are you talking about? Talking about garlic, we're talking about the egg, you left it.
Exactly what I was talking about yesterday, by the way.
Yes, so it's still the same.
It's like asking, how does the eating fruit have anything to do with literally sitting in the mud and planting a tree? What's the connection? It's very difficult to see the connection. I'd rather sit and eat the fruit, that's all spirituality, than getting involved and getting all schmutzig in when I'm trying to plant a tree. But obviously, you can't get to the fruit unless you plant the tree first. So that's the way Hashem. The Torah is an Eitz Chaim. Torah is a tree of life. Torah is compared to a tree. You can't get the fruit unless you first get involved in the physical aspects of the Torah. It's very difficult to see how putting a seed into the ground is going to evolve into a tree. How it's going to evolve into fruit. But that's the way the Rebbeinu Shleilam made the Torah. And the pashtus is that since we're physical beings, the only way we can reach the spirituality that is within Torah is by first attaching ourselves to the Torah in the physical terms. By the way, that those inyanim are the Chazal tell us that these things are dangerous for whatever reasons they said. They're not saying it's usur, it's forbidden because of whatever. It's there is no isur in the Torah of eating. David is referring to a Gemara in Masechtas Nida. The Gemara says that there are a couple of things that are dangerous for a person. One of them is eating garlic that was left peeled overnight. Another one is eating onion that was left peeled overnight, and eating eggs that were left peeled overnight. The one goes on to list another couple of things.
I can see the eggs.
Huh?
I can see the eggs.
So we're talking about even if they're in the refrigerator.
even the refrigerator eggs.
So Chazal say these things are dangerous. The Chazal also say they're...
What they're making is herring with the onion.
Oh, so the Chazal say they're in the same thing, but that's only if it's totally peeled and nothing else is added to it. If you add something to it, you add salt, you add anything, herring to it, it's not a problem. Many people don't know about this. I mean, the clothing of Gerov held, and he writes in his Chuvis that the reason why there are so many sicknesses nowadays is because people are not careful about these things. Chazal say these things are dangerous, and people don't know about this. People eat these things and they cause sickness.
Now, there were also comments, for example, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, and it talks about certain medical treatments, and we're told that we're not supposed to observe all of those.
Okay, well, Chazal say something is dangerous, right? We don't need to fish and meat together, right? Why not? Huh? Chazal say it's dangerous. The medical and medicine nowadays, there's no such, it doesn't make any sense. But Chazal say it's dangerous. We don't, to the point that if milk falls into meat, right, it's bottle, and if there's 60 times the meat against the milk, you're allowed to eat it. Because Chazal, because it's a bottle. It's nullified. But if a drop of fish falls into meat, no matter how much it is, 1,000 times, you want to eat it.
They mean spiritually dangerous or physically dangerous?
Physically dangerous. Because in danger, when it comes to iser, to something that's forbidden, so the Chazal can tell us it's forbidden.
So why
not one second? But now it's permissible. But if something's dangerous, it has nothing to do with the shiurim of the Torah. Whether it's
Rabbi, why not? Why not? It's a danger.
Because it's not a spiritual danger; it's a physical danger.
How do we get away?
Right, with let's say a drop of poison would fall into 1,000 times as much.
Falls into Lake Michigan. A drop of poison falls into Lake Michigan. Okay.
Right.
Does that make all of Lake Michigan poisonous, or is it somehow
diluted? I don't know. It depends how much what the impact of the poison is.
Poison, you don't take chances.
You know that this has happened. The drop of arsenic, right, is falling into Lake Michigan, and we drink it every day.
That's very, very right, but it's not so right. It's not so diluted. So you don't take chances.
There's a lot of fish in Lake Michigan, too. Right? We use it to cook our meat.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it different for when we have herring on shot?
Yeah.
We show it on the table. We're allowed to do this.
You'll have to put it on the table together. You just can't eat it together.
But how you
eat it? You fish first.
Well, then they shouldn't.
Okay. Fish first. Right. I see. You eat and drink the same
food. No, they shouldn't do that. No, you can't do that.
I can't get into enough trouble.
No, people know. First, take a drink,
go sign,
and then
eat your chalmers. All around the topic. The Bis Yosef, right, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes that one should not eat milk and fish together. Right, so that would eliminate all of our lox and cream cheese, lox and bagel, lox and cream cheese. So the All the commentators and the Mechaber say that it's a mistake, because there is no source for this in the Gemara. The Gemara says you're not supposed to eat meat and fish together, not milk and fish. So he says, so all the commentators say it's a mistake, and instead of meat, he wrote milk. It's a mistake. So all the we Ashkenazim, that's what we accept, that it's a mistake. And therefore, we eat milk and fish together. The Sfardim, who follow the Mechaber, who follow the author of the Shulchan Aruch blindly, they will not eat
milk. Blindly? Do I know the sense of commentary on the use of blindly?
They follow the Mechaber, so they do not eat milk and fish together. They won't even put it on the same table. Because the Mechaber said the word... that milk and fish can't be.
Ashkenazim put meat and fish on the same table all the time.
Huh?
Ashkenazim put meat and fish on the table all the time.
That's what he's talking about, but he's kidding.
But
that's okay.
He's suggesting with it.
As long as you don't eat it together, it's okay on the same table.
You're supposed to drink in between those. Okay. All right.
A little bit calmer, right, Dennis?
What?
Then we're covered. If you have to drink between.
Yeah, that's fine.
Heavy-duty alcohol.
Well, it's good to be careful. If you're cutting up onions for something for the next day, you should add something to it. Put some salt into it. It shouldn't be left overnight. If you're peeling eggs, add some salt to it. Once it's left overnight, it should be.
I went to Shiloh for the first time. We had a lot of meat. It was a chashash. They made some fish on the tray.
happened to be that there wasn't. And so we called them up. It was like maybe $75 worth of meats. And so we made a huge meal. And he said, throw the whole thing away. Later we found out that it actually looked like...
Before you threw it away?
Before we threw it away. Okay. We're like, there's no fooling around over
there. Yeah. Wow. All right, where are we holding him here? Okay, we'll stop here.
Just got to...